Hey, what makes you happy? What makes you happy? In fact, should that even be a goal of a Christian to be happy? I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. This is the Intentional Living Center. I think you know where we're headed here, don't you? We'd love to hear what makes you happy in life. What is it that brings you, Christian term here, joy? Joy. You ready? The line is open. Let's get intentional. Let's talk about what is it that brings us that sense of contentment and joy and happiness in our life. What makes you happy? Intentional Living today.
Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, the founder and president of the Intentional Living Center and your advocate for the family. Call now, 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt, and welcome to Intentional Living Center today. And in our culture, this concept of happiness is such a fleeting thing. You go to Disneyland and you're happy. Isn't it supposed to be the happiest place on earth, I think? I always chuckle because every time I've been to Disneyland, it's like you stand in line for 45 minutes. You ever see anybody happy standing in those lines? And then there's 3 minutes of happiness, followed by another 45 minutes of frustration, followed by 3 minutes of happiness. And so we're not talking about that kind of happiness. We're talking about a deeper kind of contentment and joy. I think as Christians, we sort of understand that happiness is a fleeting thing, but there are things that make you happy. I'll tell you, my grandkids make me happy. I tell my granddaughters, our two oldest, every time they come, I always say, Kinsley and Kylie, you make me, and then I let them finish my little phrase, you make me smile. And that's what they say back to me. And what is it that makes you happy? What is it that makes you happy? Why do we ask that question? Because I think it's important to analyze what is it that makes you happy will tell you something about your value system, about what's really important to you. So what makes you happy? 888-888-1717 is the number. Jamie says on Facebook, just being where you're supposed to be with who you are, doing what you're doing. No worries, no fear, no guilt, just being present and full. That's living. Amy says, I learned to be joyful even in the storm, realizing and experiencing that that's even possible. It makes no sense and complete sense all at the same time. Christine says, contentment and security makes her happy. What about you? 888-888-1717.
What really makes me happy is when somebody forgives me, when I hear the words, I love you and I forgive you. Because when I mess up, it's just so wonderful to look into the person's eyes and know that when they love me and forgive me, it makes me happy because I know that that relationship is going to be okay. Because then it also reminds me of how much Jesus loves me and it reminds me how much He's forgiven me.
What makes me happy is seeing people do good to others. When I see somebody doing God's will toward other people, that's really what makes me happy.
But it really turns to real joy when I understand the strength of the Lord. And that is when happiness really becomes peace, contentment, and fulfillment through the grace and the mercy of Christ. Thank you for the blessings of the program. God bless.
All right. Hey, listen, today as we think about happiness today, and of course that's a quest, isn't it? There's even research that's done, the happiest people on the planet. What country got this last time? I think it was Denmark. Was it Denmark? It was supposed to be the happiest place on the planet. I don't know. But, you know, the opposite of happiness, would it be unhappiness? Research shows that people with a sense of low self-worth or self-esteem are often unhappy with themselves. And so happiness is, I think, partly a state of mind. It's a state of position. It's a state of knowing who you are. I think when we know who we are in Christ and why we're here, what the bigger picture of our life, it helps put things into perspective. We don't get caught up in the moment. We don't get caught up on a bad day of parenting or a day when we think we've had it with our teenagers or we're frustrated with our marriage or ready to toss in the towel at work. We get a bigger picture of the reason, the purpose, God's intention. When we understand God's intention at a higher level, it allows us to be more happy in our lives. It really does. So today, let's get to the calls, finding out what makes you happy. We got Mike on the line in Arizona. First caller. Hey, Mike.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Good. You happy today?
I'm so happy. I feel so blessed today. My brother called me up, was it last night, and asked me if he could borrow some money. And I said, well, of course. You know, whatever's mine is yours. And when I gave him the money today, he said, thank you. And I said, well, thank God. And he goes, right, you're right, because we're just stewards. Mm-hmm. And I just feel so blessed and happy today that I was able to do that.
What brings you down when the days maybe you're not quite so happy? What is it that tends to drag you down, Mike?
You know what? When I get sucked into the world and I follow, when I start thinking worldly things, and I'd say the thing that brings me down the most is probably being lonely.
Mm.
And when that happens, I just remember God gives us everything we need, and in His time, there's somebody out there for me, but it's in God's time. I just have to be patient.
Well, I think we understand that there's going to be good days and bad days, and so often we measure happiness based on an emotional response. And let's face it, if we do that, especially if we're not the kind of people that are either always up or always down, we're kind of up and down, then we start rating life in terms of happy, sad, good day, bad day, and then we get very externally focused on, you know, the next event, the next party, the next person, the next activity, the next whatever to bring us up. And when we do that, we fail to recognize that the real kind of happiness that we're talking about, the genuine happiness that Mike is referring to, is a sense of stewardship. Like he said, it's a stewardship of our life and our resources and who we are and perspective in our life. But knowing you're going to have good days and bad days. Even the scripture says there's a time and a season for everything under the sun. And so when we talk about being happy today, please, I'm not suggesting that you're always going to be at a high level of emotionality, okay? But you can experience true happiness or a sense of true contentment and joy in your life, even when you're having a crummy day, because it's an inside job. It really is. Okay, very good. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate your call.
Thank you so much. You have a beautiful day.
Thank you. We plan to. You're welcome to join us. Tell us, what is it? What is one thing that makes you happy? My grandkids make me happy. What about you? What's one thing that kind of brings you that sense of happiness in your life? 888-888-1717.
This is Steve Tanner with news about how to be happier. Sean Acor, author of The Happiness Advantage, teamed up with multiple sclerosis patients to show that even those with a chronic illness can lead a happy life. Having a positive outlook and being grateful can lead not only to a happier life, but to a longer life as well.
For 21 days in a row, just write a 2-minute positive email praising or thanking one person in your social support network. So by the end of 21 days, you've emailed 21 people a 2-minute positive email. And what we found in this research is that it deepens the amount of social connection you feel. And social support, social connection, is actually the greatest predictor of happiness we have. And as predictive of your longevity is high blood pressure, obesity, and smoking. So a simple 2-minute email, which anyone can do in their daily life, not only improves their own levels of happiness, but it spreads out to other people as well.
And you might think that more money would make you happier, but Sean's research indicates that 90% of long-term happiness comes from how you think about your job, your relationships, and the world. With Intentional News, I'm Steve Tanner.
Yeah, that's very good. Hey, Steve, you know, I think of the scripture that talks about as we think in his heart, so he is, And our thinking does dictate it. We make a decision to be happy or not. It is a choice. There's a book by that title, Happiness is a Choice, and I agree with that. It's a decision that you and I will make. There are people that should be happy, given all the, quote, circumstances of their life, but they choose not to be. Others who are in circumstances that are much less desirable. It is a choice. Avelino is on the line in New Mexico. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good. So you're happy today, huh?
Oh, every day. Every day I'm happy.
What makes you happy?
Well, what makes me happy is having the Lord in my life. He makes a big difference in what makes me happy, what does not make me happy. He makes me happy because he's in our lives, in my family's lives, and knowing that he's there to pick me up if I fall, or you know, if my family falls, he's there reaching out, willing to pick us up. And that's what makes me happy, knowing I can depend on the Lord any time, any day. No matter how a day is, bad day or a good day, I thank the Lord for that. He makes me happy every day.
What'll drag you down? What makes it not such a great day?
Well, sometimes my family members get sick, they're in the hospital, and I get a little worried about them, and then I think about, you know, yep, I'm putting it in the Lord's hands, and I know the Lord's going to take control, and he's in control, and that makes me happy knowing that he's in control.
Yeah, it's an interesting concept because, Evelino, in our world today, people don't think of having someone else in control making us happy. But when we realize our security is in him, that he is ultimately the giver of life, the taker of life, that's a perspective, and perspective can make a difference. Okay, thank you, Evelina. Let's go to Texas. Leslie is listening in Texas today. Hello, Leslie.
Hi, Randy. How are you doing?
Good. Where in Texas are you?
Well, I'm close to Lubbock. I'm in a small town called Morton, but we usually say we're from Lubbock because nobody knows where Morton is.
Well, Rob Riegel does. He's shaking his head. He knows exactly where you are, so we got you on the radar.
Goodness. How about that?
What makes you happy, Leslie?
Well, I gotta tease you for a minute, Randy. When I first heard it, I was going to say a bag of peanut M&Ms.
Oreo cookies will do it for me, but I'm with you. I'm with you, Leslie.
There you go. And what's terrible is I'm on Weight Watchers.
Get the low-cal ones, huh?
There you go. But quite honestly, it is listening to the Lord and letting him guide me. And sometimes he has to beat it into my head of how I can help someone. Mm. And many times it's not something easy that he wants me to do. But when I do his will, man, there's a major blessing, and there's a joy that just comprehends all understanding.
Yeah, I think of the passage that says it's more blessed to give than receive. Is that a passage?
Yes.
Where is that?
Yeah. Oh, that makes me wonder.
Yeah. Bible or not, as Johnny and Stacy would say.
There you go.
But here's a question, I think, Leslie. It seems almost contradictory that when we're serving others, when we're doing for others, when we're giving of our own self, there's where happiness comes from. In the world's economy, it's like when we're consuming and we're taking and we're earning and we're, you know, when we're receiving things. But there's a greater happiness in serving others. It seems like a paradox in life, doesn't it?
There really is. Today I had a realization. We start Bible school next week, and I've taught Bible school like, who knows, 20 years. And the two ladies that have held it have been ladies with full-time jobs, and I retired 2 years ago, yet I never did speak up and say I would be the director. And so I called one of the ladies this morning. I said, next year I definitely will be the director of the Bible school.
Mm. Well, good for you. Stay at it, Leslie. Appreciate your call today from Morton, Texas.
All right. Absolutely.
There you go. From the great state of Texas. You know, when you think about happiness, I'm thinking about my mother, and she, the day that she died, and she was 85 years old, she was serving kids at the Youth Haven Ranch. She was telling kids stories about Jesus and doing flannel graph with the black light. And these kids were thinking, wow, that's neat technology, even though it dates back to the, you know, 30s probably. But she was sharing the stories about Christ. And I guess I learned in my family growing up in my home that I grew up in that it is the other directedness. That there's where the real sense of joy and purpose and meaning and passion come from. That's why I guess with intentional living, we get so focused on, you know, setting godly goals and getting outside of ourselves and having an attitude of what can we do to reach others and help others and serve others. Now that you can get burned out. I mean, you got to balance yourself because that can wear you out as well. But at the same time, when we have a culture that is so focused on ourselves and selfies, right? I mean, it's an interesting time we have. Everything is about selfies. I always get a kick out of that. I'm not personally on Facebook. Our ministry is, but I don't know if I'd be taking pictures of myself to send it around, but we live in a culture that is really self-focused. It's very much about me, about myself. And as we raise kids, if you want to raise kids that are going to be happy and joyful and have a sense of real purpose in their life, get them outside of the selfies in life and make it others, focusing on other people and other needs and so on. I think that's really where the intentional living comes from. More calls. What makes you happy? 888-1717.
The thing that brings me happiness is being grateful and not asking for things, but being grateful for what I have and for what God has done for me. And when I do that consistently with a pure heart, I really have joy, real joy.
What makes me happy? I work a 12-hour shift in healthcare, and some days like today, after work, I get out about the same time that your intentional living starts, and I just want to thank you for that. It really calms me down and lifts my spirits and makes me happy after a long day at work.
Yeah, what makes me really happy is that when God answers one of my prayers, not that he answered the prayer, God hears me, and that is awesome.
That is. Hey, thank you. You know, the ministry of intentional living was created for this time in history. Little did I know at the time we started intentional living a number of years ago that it would become increasingly apparent that we're living in a world in a time today where even within our own Christian community, we're being dumbed down by the messages of the world, confusing us about what is truth and what is error, what is reality and what is fictional, what is idealism and what is reality. And we live in a time where I believe, and I've witnessed it by watching the lives of people, that those who will be successful in a long term in life are those who choose to be intentional in knowing what the scripture teaches and living it. We see that in the research, for instance, in the area of marriage. Those who are truly involved in growing spiritually, active in their church, praying together as a couple and so on, have a lower divorce rate than the rest of the statistical population, just a fact. And so we know that when we follow the biblical teaching and principles on parenting and marriage and finance and work and health, things will go better in our life. Please understand, not perfect doesn't mean we're not going to have challenges, but when we do, we can be happy or joyful even in the midst of difficulties. It's a choice that we make. That's why this ministry exists and why I am happy to do what we do every day. And I want to say thanks to those of you who support the ministry. You stand with us in prayer and financial support every month as a member of the family or intentional living family. And we have a friend of the ministry that's come alongside of us during this summertime and said, hey, I want to encourage people to get involved with this mission and carry it on. And they have agreed to match every gift dollar for dollar. Isn't that exciting? Every dollar. So a person who gives $100, they're going to give $100 back into the overall ministry here. You give $10, they give $10. Up to $100,000. Yesterday we reported $53,000 of that has been met. The total, we'll know more later today, but it's certainly more of that's been taken care of today as the mail's coming in and the response. I just want to say thank you. Thank you. We need your help. Intentional living is slightly behind where we need to be, just laying it out. I think we're about 2 or 3% behind reaching the budget at this point, and your support makes a huge difference. And I'm asking you to pray about it and joining us. Very simple. Just take a couple minutes. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Click on donate. Help match the gift. Be a part of it. Help us here in this month of June. I appreciate it as we're getting closer to the end of the month. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That makes all of us happy.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are still open. 1-888-888-1717. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Coming up, Dr. Randy's got more to help you be intentional for your life. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Shem, Ham, Japheth, get those animals into the ark. It's starting to rain.
Okay, Dad, I've got the aardvark, the armadillo, and the alligator, just like you said.
Ham, you only brought one of each? What were you thinking? We need two of each. Two, not one, Ham. Oy vey. That's what I get for naming him after breakfast meat.
Instead of one, your gift can be two. Your one gift to the Intentional Living Center can become two when your gift is matched, but only if you act now. For a limited time, help us reach more people for Christ. Go to theintentionallife.com to see your gift doubled for the Intentional Living Center.
That's a reminder, right? Thank you for sharing that and reminding us of that again. By going to theintentionallife.com. Quickly, calls, what makes you happy? Let's go to Jennifer in New Mexico today. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello.
Appreciate your call. What makes you happy?
What makes me happy is peace and security in my surroundings. That way I'm not worried or concerned about the little things in life that don't matter. You know, I can focus on the beauty or love or whatever. Just peace. And security.
And how's that going for you? How are you feeling today?
I'm okay. I'm doing okay.
But when you have more peace,
better, but I'm doing okay.
So when you have peace and security, you're talking about like in your life, your marriage, your family, that kind of thing?
Yeah, just all those areas, you know, the word talks about chaos, you know. So when there's peace, there's not chaos in these different areas of your life.
Boy, I agree with you on that. And I pray for that for you today, Jennifer. Thank you. Let's come on over to Arizona. Mark is listening. Hi there, Mark. How you doing?
Pastor Randy, how are you?
Good, good. Talking happiness
good to
today.
I thought it was after Nancy, but I guess I took cuts. So,
yeah, we got you in here. Tell me a little bit about what makes you happy.
Well, you know, Randy, being sober off a mess for going on 3 years now, and been given that amazing gift of being an artist for the Lord. You know, I wake up in the morning and we talk about being happy, joyous, and free, but then the world sets in, and it's probably just me. I'm one of those Christians that don't read the Bible every day. I hit my knees 3 times a week because it's hard to get back up, and I don't do my devotions. I know the Lord loves me. I get to work with my kids, and we get to work, and they're sitting down, and it's too hot, and it's in the shade, and my happiness is out the window. And at the end of the day, you know, when I put my head on a pillow, I'm clean and sober, and it wasn't such a bad day. And I'll tell you something that really makes me happy, and this might sound crazy, and because I serve a God of restoration, I got my boys back, I have a house now. You know, I'm not living on the streets of Phoenix, and a conversation with my ex-wife, and having a real conversation with my best friend that I lost, after 20 years of marriage, just knowing that God's on my side sometimes because I don't got it all together. And just knowing and having this really intimate relationship with the creator of the universe that, you know, the other day he kind of just nudged me and said, hey, can I hang out with you today? You know, Jesus just wants to hang out with us. And that's what, it sounds corny sometimes. Oh, yeah, Jesus loves, you know, all that. But you know what? It really is that he chose me. I didn't choose him.
Boy, that's true, and you've experienced it, Mark. You've been to the bottom, and you've come back up, and I think sometimes we don't fully appreciate it until we get there. Thank you, my friend, and by the way, your beautiful work of art. Mark's quite an artist. He does work with stone and wood and things, and we have one of the crosses he made right here in our Intentional Living studio today. So thank you, man, for that. I appreciate it. I got to get Nancy on, promise to do so. Nancy, tell us what makes you happy.
Hi, good afternoon. I just wanted to share quickly something I discovered in the last couple of weeks. When I wake up in the morning, before my feet even hit the floor, instead of focusing on the chronic pain that I'm usually in, I knew something had to change. So I started waking up and saying every morning, today is the day the Lord has made. I will be glad and I will rejoice in it. And sometimes I have to repeat that 2 and 3 times. And then I'll take a minute and just thank him for another day. And I have seen such a tremendous change in the last 2 weeks of my life since I've been doing that, just in my mood, my whole outlook, my whole day. And it just gets me through the day. Just that little bit of being intentional has made a miraculous difference.
And that is exactly what intentional living is intended to do. When we are active, we know all the research about people are happier when they're goal-oriented. We know people are goal-focused, are happier. People who are working at their goals are happier people. And this is true secular as well as Christian. It's just a fact of life, just the way human beings are wired. But as Christians, man, you talk about goal setting. You talk about ultimate purpose. You talk about the reason, the why of getting up every day and doing what we do, as Nancy reminds us, there's where true happiness comes from. It really does. Okay, Nancy, glad I got you on. Thank you so much for sharing with us today.
The question was, what makes me happy? I've had a lot of thought into this lately, and I'm happy when I feel like I'm in God's will. When my wife and I got married, we couldn't have kids. It was a struggle until we realized that we actually are in God's will. We're, instead of maybe planting the seed or watering the seed, what we do is we're actually like the pruners, and God's been bringing a lot of people to us to counsel, to help. And I'll tell you, that's happy. When I see God working in my life, I am ecstatic. And everything else around me, no matter how bad it may seem, doesn't affect how happy I am. Thank you guys so much.
That's good. Hey, listen, this has been a great program. We'd love to hear your story. What makes you happy? You can tell us on our storyline at 888-888-1717. And, you know, we're going to have a beautiful lead-in to an upcoming program on the topic of if-onlys, about regrets. You know, what you think about regrets. If only I had or I hadn't done whatever or been whatever or thought whatever or made the decision, what would be different in my life? That's coming up in a future program real soon here at Intentional Living. And I think it's a great lead-in because we don't want to live in regrets. We want to move into a sense of joy and contentment and purpose, and we'll help you get there as we focus on that next time. Thanks for being a part of the program today. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. I want to thank Rob Regal for being on the board today and the controls, and Stephen Davis. And Sally, thank you for being part of the screening process in there with the phones today, and for everybody. Stay safe and stay cool and stay dry, depending on where you are in the country today. And we'll see you next time.